and a news update for October 3rd, 2022 on this Monday early morning edition, hour number three of the Sunday Night Live show hosted by Owen Schroer and or friends, broadcasting on both terrestrial and Sirius XM satellite radio networks and across all podcasting catching platforms where you consume your content. Our podcast name is Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write it, folks. Just hit the follow, hit subscribe, or the favorites tab, depending on what browser you use or player. And then just when a new one comes in there, you can hear our show and it airs. We'll be back with hour three momentarily. Stay tuned.
You got over a dozen NFL football games being played today.
All of that's gone, folks. All of that's gone. This is what's behind the curtain of man-made climate change. You really think that professional football is necessary? You really think that professional football with 80,000 fans and all the lights, cameras, and actions? Think about the carbon footprint of professional football. We're going to have to get rid of that. Your favorite band just went on tour. Big band just went on tour. 50,000, 60,000 seats sold a show. Big pyrotechnics, big electrics, big light shows, all of it. Traveling around the world with all the equipment. I mean, heck, there's a big famous band, Rammstein, that just came to America, their North American tour. I think they travel like the weight of the stage setup that they travel with takes like 3 or 4 airplanes to travel that. Guess what? They sell 80,000 tickets a show. People like it. It's a fun time. Well, forget about your concert tours, forget about your football games, because we're stopping man-made climate change, you see? Oh, that doesn't sound so good, does it? That doesn't sound so fun, does it? Is that what you signed on to? No, of course not. You just looked at the curtain that said, we're going to stop man-made climate change because we're killing the planet. And you just said, oh, that's good. I'll jump on board that propaganda. I'll jump on board that slogan. That sounds good. I want to be a good person. And then you look behind the curtain and it's, yeah, well, everything's over. We're done. Modern civilization is done. It's over. We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about what's behind the curtain of ending man-made climate change. You can't end man-made climate change without first ending man. It's a satanic agenda. It is a trick. It is a trap. And humanity's already fallen in so many of these satanic traps. I'm really not sure what the escape plan is anymore, other than just basically being an Amish person. But they'll come after the Amish too. The Biden administration is already sending feds to Amish farms and having them shut down because they don't abide by FDA
and EPA regulations, which Biden just reintroduced more of, the same ones that Trump slashed.
It's just sad. Because all this technology doesn't have to be used against us. We could use it to empower humanity. Like, for example, I've got this story right here. Supersonic jet would fly from New York City to London in just 80 minutes. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? That's pretty cool. We could have supersonic jets that can get you across the planet in just a few hours. That's cool. That's awesome. That's human innovation. That's new technology empowering humanity. We could have light speed rails taking you from Austin, Texas to Minneapolis, Minnesota in just a few hours. We could be building it all. We could be using all this technology, all this potential, all this innovation to expand human consciousness, to expand the human experience on this planet. But we're being tricked, we're being deceived, we're being told that that's bad. Human activity on this planet is bad and it needs to be stopped. Well, who would want to convince you of something like that other than Satan himself? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the phone lines now. And we are going to take calls the rest of the way. Anything you want to discuss is fair game. The topics I brought up, of course, are as well. The number to call in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and we will get you up and on the air. By the way, programming note, tomorrow, big guest on the Alex Jones Show, Dr. Francis Boyle. You may remember Francis Boyle, along with myself and Alex Jones, broke the news that COVID-19 came out of a lab. That was in, I believe, January or February of 2020. I think the first mention of it was January, and then the real coverage that we could explain in detail was in February. That Dr. Francis Boyle has big news he wants to talk about tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show. Like these two stories, why additional engineered pandemics are to be expected. That's, you know, people like Anthony Fauci making viruses in labs, and then they get millions of people sick, and he doesn't go to jail, so they do it again. Executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation for a sustainable, safe, and secure American bioeconomy. That's out of the Biden administration. So Dr. Francis Boyle tomorrow on those two major issues. You're not going to want to miss that on the Alex Jones Show. Meanwhile, as you are dialing in and we're getting your names up on the board, let me play some of these video clips. Now, I've already addressed the fake news, and I've already addressed how it works on a local level and an international level. It's all the same. They're just a bunch of script readers. That person you see on TV in front of you during the day and during the night is probably extremely ignorant. They just look smart, or they look authoritative. They're neither. And so here's just another example. This is what your mainstream news, you think it's independent, you think these people think for themselves. They don't. They read off teleprompters. They don't think at all. Here's a perfect example. After Giorgia Meloni won her election in Italy, look at the scripted fake news media attacks against her immediately following that in clip one.
Welcome its first far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
A far-right leader set to take the lead in Italy for the first time since Benito Mussolini.
Her politics have been compared to that of Mussolini.
The first far-right leader since Mussolini.
The first far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
First far-right leader since Mussolini.
First far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
First far-right leader since Mussolini.
First far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
First far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
First leader from the far right since Mussolini.
First far right leader since Mussolini.
First far right leader since Benito Mussolini.
First far right leader since 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 Benito Mussolini.
Most conservative prime minister since Mussolini.
Most far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
Most far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
It's furthest right since Benito Mussolini.
It's furthest right since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right leader since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right prime minister since Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian prime minister since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right prime minister since Mussolini.
She's also set to become the most far-right Italian head of government since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Mussolini.
The most far-right head of Italian government since Benito Mussolini.
And the most far-right Italian head of government since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Benito Mussolini.
The most far-right Italian head of government since Mussolini.
The most conservative Italian head of government since Mussolini.
What do you think about that? What does that sound like? Does that sound like news, or does that sound like propaganda on a mass scale? By the way, there's all kinds of videos out there, folks, just like that, where all the local media hosts, all the international media hosts, they all read off the exact same script. The exact same script. Dozens of different examples. That's just a recent one we pulled to air for you here today. But you know, it's beyond just the repetitive nature of the propaganda. It's frustrating, the lies that exist with the propaganda that seep into the average consciousness that shouldn't even be there. For example, they keep saying Mussolini was far right. You know, whether it's Mussolini or whether it's Hitler or whether it's Stalin or Lenin or all these other socialists and communists, they were all for bigger government at the end of the day. That is a left-wing ideology. Left-wing. There's something that exists, ladies and gentlemen, in the left-wing ideology that... There's something that exists in the psychology where lying to you is part of the program. It's just par for the course. And so it's justified because it's just accepted. You have to lie to people. It's the old, the ends justify the means scenario. They believe that the ends justify the means, and so they're going to lie to you. So the means is they're going to be lying to you all day long. But the ends justify the means of lying to you all day long. And what, of course, is the ends? Well, them in total control of your life. That's what they really want. They just want full control of your life. They don't want independent thinkers. They don't want independent actors. They don't want strong small businesses, strong small communities. They want centralized power that controls the fate of all humanity. That's what they want. That is a left-wing ideology. Always has been, always will be. But every time, what happens? The left-wing ideology, the left-wing application of politics and policy results in the most blood-drenched, merciless, murderous regimes in world history. From Hitler to Stalin to Lenin to Mao to Pol Pot. All the same, left-wing ideology, dictators. Left-wing ideology, big government, socialism, communism. That's a left-wing ideology. But in the left-wing ideology, the practice exists to lie to people because that's how you can control them. So the ends justify the means. So every time in human history that the left-wing ideology gets in control, it goes horribly wrong. Horribly, wickedly wrong. So bad, in fact, the names and the leaders and the representatives and the figures and the symbols of left-wing ideology like Nazis and swastikas become these symbols and images for humans to understand as evil and bad. But then what happens? Well, the left-wingers lie to you. And they say that that was a right-wing ideology. Really? Hitler was a Socialist Workers Party leader. Does that sound left-wing or right-wing to you? Lenin, Stalin, we're talking communists. Is that left-wing or right-wing? But that's why the propaganda agents, that's why the media tries to muddy the water, to have you confused, not even knowing what happened in human history, let alone what's going on in front of you. That way you're easily deceived, you're easily tricked, you're easily trapped. And that's how we get to where we are today. When the debate and the concept should really come down and stem from just one question. Do you believe in bigger or smaller government? Do you believe in self-government or a government determining your fate and your future? That is where the ultimate policy political debate should always stem from every time. Every time. But why doesn't it? Because left-wingers lie. And they know that if the individual was being honest and you asked, do you believe in a bigger or smaller government, 90% of individuals are going to say smaller government. Of course, that instinct exists, especially in the West. So they don't make the issue about how it's big government. They deceive you and they say you need to stop man-made climate change. Doesn't matter, they'll have to make the biggest government and the most oppressive government in world history to complete that policy. They trick you, they deceive you and say, you're going to do a good thing, you're going to save the planet. Can you finish that statement for me? You're going to save the planet by dying. You just need to die. Because we need to end man-made climate change, but you can't end man-made climate change without ending man first. By the way, they were saying how bad of a job Ron DeSantis did in hurricane recovery before the hurricane even hit Florida, they were saying how bad of a job he did. Actually, it looks like Florida did quite an amazing job. I'm not hearing big stories about high death counts, and I'm not hearing stories about a lot of people not being able to get power returned. In fact, what I'm hearing is most people are getting their power returned, except in the one major damage areas. Most people in Florida are already having their power returned, and I'm barely hearing anything about dead bodies. So to me, that's a big, DeSantis did a great job. But of course, the media will lie about that too.
They're Democrat base, we expect.
Because that's all they do.
Because they're Democrats.
And because DeSantis is a Republican, and because DeSantis isn't controlled by anyone, and because DeSantis tells the truth, all the local and national media must be against him. You see how that works. Meanwhile, though, Ron DeSantis was at a Waffle House serving breakfast to Floridians this weekend.
Wow.
What was Joe Biden doing? Any sign of a pulse from Joe Biden? Any... No.
Probably Melissa.
No, Joe Biden was on vacation again at his beachfront mansion in Delaware. Or whatever goes on.
Yeah.
We don't really know what goes on. My conspiracy theory would be he's out there having emergency medical procedures every weekend. And that's what's really going on. And that's why they built a wall around that mansion, that big beach house he has, so that nobody could see what's going on. Yeah, there's DeSantis in Florida feeding the people breakfast, feeding the first responders breakfast. And being out with the people while Joe Biden is at his beachfront mansion on vacation again, doing God knows what.
Nothing.
But the media will tell you everything is DeSantis' fault. Meanwhile,
Joe Biden never lays a finger.
Again, where is any evidence? Who benefits from the pipeline being blown up? Well, Joe Biden shuts down American pipelines, so I guess they'd want to shut down Nord Stream too. Joe Biden said it, Victoria Nuland said it, and then she said it again during a interview. She was asked about the bombing, and well, they wouldn't think that blowing up a pipeline is a good thing, would they, in clip six from Secretary Granholm?
Russia has proven itself to be an unreliable energy partner. It used to be reliable. No more.
Wait
no
a second. Pause it real quick. It. Hold on a second. Whoa. That sounds like Donald Trump. That was what Donald Trump was saying. And the Germans laughed at him. And the international media laughed at him. And the Democrats laughed at him. Remember that? No, because they lied about it. Just like Democrats now say Republicans wanted to defund the police. They get away with these lies because the American media is a joke. So here's Secretary Granholm telling you what Trump said 2 years ago and they all laughed at him about. But they don't think it's a good thing, right? Let's play the clip.
I think Russia has proven itself to be an unreliable energy partner. It used to be reliable. No more. No country wants to take the risk of putting a significant amount of its energy demand to Russia's supply. It is clear. And in fact, I think this accelerates the EU's push to become energy independent through clean energy. And they're building up their own homegrown energy. I'm here, I'm at the IAEA conference, the International Atomic Energy Agency conference. Every country is looking at the risks associated with putting too many eggs in one basket or putting too many eggs in the basket of petro-dictators and the volatility of the fossil fuels that accrue from that. Everyone is looking to how I can become an...
Wow, it's a good thing the pipeline blew up. I see. And she says Europeans are putting their eggs in baskets of different energy sources. Actually, they're not, is the funny thing. They're shutting down nuclear plants, and there's nothing else. Nothing else. Folks, solar panels don't work. Wind turbines don't work. They just don't work. They might work on a house. They might give you some energy on your house if the sun shines a lot. But on a large mass scale, total failure. So, let's put our eggs in a bunch of baskets. The problem is let's say there's all these different baskets of energy. There's only three baskets that actually have a bottom to it. And that's coal, natural gas, and nuclear. What are these other energy baskets? Wind? No bottom. The eggs fall out. Solar? No bottom. The eggs fall out and splat on the ground. And then Granholm says, because, you know, they're the people that hate oil. They're the people that want to blow up the pipelines. But it was Putin that did it. You know, Putin and Russia have never been more powerful than they are because of the pipelines. They blew that up. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. But it's a good thing, they say. Well, we didn't blow up the pipelines, but isn't it a good thing that they're blown up, you know? I mean, it's a good thing. We did a good thing. I mean, Putin did a good thing. I mean, wait, he did a bad thing. All right, we're about to start taking your phone calls now and in the break. We got a real talented crew here that has been around the block, if you will. And one of the crew members was explaining to me how when they would be working for big concert tours, one of the tours that he worked for, what was that? I think he said like 40 semi-trucks to move all the equipment from one city to the next. And then when they had to...
70
semi-trucks, thank you. 70.
Seven 747.
And then seven 747s when they had to move the equipment to Europe for the European side of the tour. I don't know about you, but I like concerts. I have a great time at concerts. I like going to concerts. So, but if you want to stop man-made climate change, you're going to have to stop concerts. Yeah, there's the story right there. That's Beyonce, too. Oh, Queen Bey. When Beyonce came to the UK to travel, it took seven Boeing 747s to transfer all of the equipment for Beyonce's tour. Well, we can't cancel Beyonce, surely, right? I mean, we don't want to cancel Beyonce, do we? Not Queen Bey. Well, gotta end man-made climate change. Gonna have to cancel Queen Bey, too. Sorry. Guess you never thought of that, did you? No more Beyonce concerts. Not gonna happen. No. You know, speaking of Beyonce, I saw this story about Meghan Markle and had a good chuckle. Meghan Markle thought she would be the Beyonce of the UK after marrying Prince Harry. The only problem with that, Meghan, is that Beyonce has what we call talent. She has talent and abilities and skills. And so, yeah, you have none of that. You can't sing. You can't dance.
That's what you're getting for you like all to, time.
You know, try to prop yourself up as a minority, like that'll somehow make you more popular, I guess. But you're a briefcase model. But you are. You're a briefcase model. So maybe when you come out with an album or 10, or maybe when you do a tour or 10, maybe we might think of you as someone like a Beyonce, but right now you're at zero.
Yeah, you're about zero.
Actually, you're at nothing. So Meghan Markle thought she would be the Beyonce of the UK. Only problem is Beyonce has talent and has talent, and Meghan does not. Meghan is a briefcase model who thought she would marry into royalty. Not going so well for her, actually. She may end up divorcing Prince Harry when it's all said and done. Which might be the best thing for him. Let's go to the phone lines now. We got great callers on the line. Let's start with Andrew in New York. Wants to talk about the Brazil election. We're monitoring that live right now. Andrew in New York, you're on Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
It's the war's begun. So, Bolsonaro is like one of the most popular nationalists, and he should be like winning. They're using the Smartmatic machines that they used in the 2020 elections. They're using that in Brazil, and that's run by the CCP.
Sounds a lot like what happened here in America when we didn't have our elections. What they're doing there, though.
Yeah, I don't trust voting machines. I think we should all be going back to paper ballots. And it's funny because I can sit here and we can play footage of Kamala Harris, and we can play footage of Barack Obama, and we can play footage of Nancy Pelosi, and we can play footage of Maxine Waters, and we can play footage of all these other Democrats over the years talking about rigged elections and voting machines being hacked and voting machines being rigged. So you'd think we'd be able to come together and say, yeah, we don't trust voting machines. Let's go back to paper ballots. But now that Democrats are winning, all of a sudden they don't like to talk about rigged electronic voting machines anymore. Andrew, thanks for the call. Let's go to Sunny in North Carolina. Got hit with that hurricane. Not as bad as Florida, but definitely some flood damage there. Sunny, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hi, I was honored to speak with you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. We got some heavy rain, but I'm on the high ground, so wasn't bad at all. Didn't even lose power. Listen, I'm calling to talk about the three FBI whistleblowers. Little story. I'm a member of Beds for Medical Freedom, and I met one of the FBI whistleblowers in one of our rooms. We have a meme room, and his name's Kyle Serafin. And he's the one that did the interview with Dan Bongino recently.
Yeah, he did a special interview with Dan Bongino on his podcast. It was 2 hours. Then he did two follow-up interviews on his TV show.
Yes, yes. And, well, anyway, I'm calling because, you know, he didn't promote his Give, Send, Go. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, wow, he got 3 out of 15,000 FBI whistleblowers. And, you know, I just want to make sure everybody knows that he has, Kyle Serafin has a Give, Send, Go, and it's only got, what, like $3,000 in it right now?
Yeah, you know what? I don't believe I ever heard him promote that. So yeah,
no, he didn't. So I called up and I just wanted to, basically he defended my First Amendment rights in the meme room, and that's how I met him. And I just wanted to go ahead and promote his Give, Send, Go on the InfoWar, and also tell y'all about Beds for Medical Freedom. We're a. Are you familiar?
What is it? One more time.
It's Beds for Medical Freedom. We're a grassroots organization of about 8,000.
Hold on a second. Employees. It's Vets? You said Vets for Medical Freedom?
No, Beds. Beds.
Medical Freedom. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Beds. So you know, you got the FBI, you know, all the different branches of the federal government basically come together organically to fight the mandate. And there's 8,000 of us. Federal Medical Freedom are the ones that got the injunction for all the federal employees and contractors that got it paused. And anyway, that's where I met Kyle at. I just want to let you know that I know that for a fact that our leadership would love to interview you if they had the opportunity. But, you know, that's up to y'all.
Well, let's do this, actually. Why don't we get in touch? We can put you on hold. And guys, why don't you get an email? Are you affiliated with the group, Sonny?
Yeah, I'm a member.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Let's just figure out the best way to either get in touch with you or get in touch with me. We can have somebody on the air if somebody from their leadership or somebody that started the group wants to come on air. I know you said they want to get in touch with me. I don't know what they do as far as media is concerned. But guys, why don't we put him on hold and get his email address for me, and I will shoot him an email, and we'll see if we cannot make that connection. I'd never heard of Feds for Medical Freedom, so glad to hear about that. All right, we'll get that. We'll try to make that connection, Sonny. Thanks for the call. Yeah, guys, just get his email. Okay, let's go to Dot Connector in New York. Dot Connector, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, brother? I want to just connect a couple dots for everybody. I believe the pipeline is connected to the wind turbines. The wind turbines are connected to the weather, and the weather controls the world. I also believe that Vladimir Putin, who is Henry Kissinger's one of his proteges, if he was such an orthodox Christian, why wouldn't he denounce the Masonic temples that are in his country that are in direct conflict with Christianity? That's just something I always wondered. Like, he won't even let a weed pen in his country, and he's supposedly this devout Orthodox Christian, but he'll let Masonic temples in there, which are essentially Luciferian temples, from all the studying that I do. So I don't know how this guy's perceived to be any sort of good. And 100% these wind turbines have nothing to do with energy. They're there for weather manipulation. Just like Lyndon B. Johnson and JFK said, he who controls the weather controls the world. And then also, if you look at DeSantos, did you see the Stuart Rhodes lookalike right behind DeSantos? Anybody pick that up? And then what about Kara Castanova? She looks just like Savannah Hernandez. Is that her twin sister?
Hold on a second. You got to slow me down. Who? DeSantos? You're talking about Alan Dos Santos?
No, Ron DeSantos. Did you see him?
Ron DeSantis. Okay.
DeSantos. Did you see him doing
Why do you call him Dos Santos? What is that?
I don't know, man. I'm freaking Irish and from New York. I don't know. I just got his name.
Okay, but hold on. I don't know what Stuart Rhodes behind Ron DeSantis. I never saw that. You talking about in the video we just played?
No, when they were giving the speech, and he actually spoke at the podium. It looks just like Stuart Rhodes without an eye patch. It just looks like him. It could be his twin brother. I don't know. But anyway,
well, Stuart Rhodes is in jail right now, so I don't know how that'd be possible.
Well, they both went to Yale, skull and bones, yada yada. You know what I mean? So I don't know. But anyway, the weather modification thing with the wind turbines, I think that 100% is going on, and it's to destroy our coastline to get ready for the invasion. I think this is the art of war, and we're way closer to getting invaded than we think. They're not going to, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to tell us, like, hey, yo, you guys are going to get invaded. It's just going to happen, man. And I think that, I think we're real close to being taken over, in my personal opinion. You know, well, you know, at least I'm trying to, anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just have to disagree with you. I don't see a land invasion as much of a threat as other things are right now. I just don't see what would the strategic advantage for any country to launch a land invasion in the U.S. be? I mean, other than maybe China for resources, but they don't need to do that here. They've got Africa now. They're going to be working with the Middle East soon now, and Russia as well. So I just don't see really any strategic advantage. I mean, they know there's 300 million guns or however many here.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just think the art of war, man. Like, they're not going to tell you what they're going to do, and they're going to act like they're weak when they're strong and everything. It's just scary, man. You have all those wind turbines right on the coast of Cuba, and then all of a sudden they say the pipeline got blown up. And I don't think, why would they blow it up when they can just tell you they blew it up, and then you use the resources to fuel the turbines, because those turbines require a lot of energy. And the first thing you put in a wind turbine, because I know people that work on them, is a plug. Those things are they're ramped, you know what I mean? They're ramped, they have nothing to do with energy.
No, it really is an odd thing. They claim these wind turbines produce energy. They cost energy. It's an energy. Correct. It's an energy net cost, not gain. But as far as the pipeline goes, look, it's pretty obvious who had the benefit of blowing up the pipeline, and it's obviously the Biden administration. They didn't like Russia becoming more powerful than ever, and they knew if they blew up Russia's pipeline, that would cost them a lot of leverage on the global scale. That's the obvious who benefits question from that. Russia doesn't benefit at all. Quite frankly, it's retarded to think that Russia blew up its own pipeline. I'm sorry. But thanks for the call. Let's go to Andrew calling in from Georgia. Wants to talk about the governor's race here. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
If Greg Abbott gets an A on the governor's curved grading scale, then I think Brian Kemp at least deserves a B. And he's up for re-election this year, so I'd like to explain why.
Yeah, sure. And just so people understand, I gave Abbott a C, but graded on a curve, it's an A.
Right.
So you're saying Kemp would get a D, graded on a curve, a B.
Something like that, yeah. First, the opposition. You know, I look at pictures of Stacey Abrams surrounded by masked children while she isn't. I think she's some wannabe elite. And then she also said fetus's heartbeat after like 6 or 8 weeks or something is like manufactured.
No, she literally said it's fake news that a baby in a womb has a heartbeat at 8 weeks. She said it didn't exist. I mean, neither does hair on your head, neither does beard on your face, you know, neither does ears on your head. I mean, it's just insane.
Yeah, some satanic vibes there. And then many forget, but Kemp was one of the first governors to open up, you know, for a state his size. Don't want to make it some match where, like, I opened up first. No, I opened up first, but even President Trump threw him under the bus for opening up so early. Like, I was in 2020 coaching youth basketball. I was maskless. My kids only were out of school for a few weeks. So I point to the gap in Stacey Abrams' teeth and say, Kemp won by that much. So we need to vote in force this year. Otherwise, it'll just rage.
Well, that's actually a pretty wide gap. I mean, you could make a semi get through that. It is true, though. I remember Georgia and Florida opened first, and then Texas kind of followed suit. Georgia was good on opening, and I think good on some of the COVID nonsense. But where Kemp failed was on voter integrity. That was the big failure from Kemp. Andrew, thank you so much for the call. Oh, yeah, you want to go ahead?
Oh, Raffensperger, the same Secretary of State, is up. I would not vote for him. But Kemp, I know, like, lesser of two evils, but he's worth it. And Brainforce Ultra is my favorite of the variations of nootropics.
Right on. Brainforce Ultra on sale right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I take Brainforce Ultra every time before I go on air. Every time, including on Sunday nights. Andrew, thank you so much for the call. I mean, you just cringe to think that a clown like Stacey Abrams could be a governor, that a goon like Beto O'Rourke could be a governor. And of Georgia and Texas, two strong Republican, or should be strong Republican, conservative value states. And these clowns, these goons, these cartoon characters, these phonies, these frauds, could get into those offices. Oh, it's such a gut blow. It's such a destroyer of any hope for common sense in politics and common sense in the voter base. Let's go to Nathaniel in Alabama. Nathaniel, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alan?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
So I just recently got out of the military. I called you way back when, due to the vaccine issue, I refused the vaccine, went through the whole religious thing. That's not what I wanted to talk about, though. So someone called into Harrison a few days ago, and they were talking about how easy it was for them to get SSRIs and prescriptions like that with basically no like vetting from the doctor. And before I joined the military, when I was in high school, I was diagnosed with ADD, taking ADD medicine and stuff. And when I was trying to join, it was a big issue. They said I had to start weaning off and get waivers, and signed off from my doctor saying that I wasn't dependent on it and stuff like that. And once I got into the military, I found out they pretty much just hand it out for, like, candy to people who say they can't pay attention or...
Oh, like, sure. Big Pharma makes big money on that. Big Pharma makes big money on those deals, and the kickbacks for the doctors and the hospitals are nice.
I could not believe it. One of my leaders was telling me how he's been taking Adderall for years in the military, and I was like, wow, all the hoops I had to jump through to wean off and stop taking that, and they just hand it out, and, like, no repercussions, or I thought it was crazy.
Well, and you remember there was an interview, Rat Lauer, where he disappeared to, nobody knows, after the accusations. You know, he's a good Democrat liberal. Oh, a bunch of women accused him, he disappears. He did an interview with Tom Cruise. It was probably like 20 years ago, maybe now. And at the time, people said Tom Cruise was crazy because he went on with Rat Lauer and said that the drugs like you're talking about, the SSRI drugs or the, you know, ADHD drugs, that they're street drugs. And he was 100% right about that. And his point was that these are dangerous drugs. These are narcotics. They're just as dangerous as the street drugs out there. Everybody knows it. And you guys sit here and prop it up and let them pay to sponsor your shows, even though these are drugs. These are narcotics. And Tom Cruise was right then. He's right now. I mean, you know, I remember in high school, not as much in high school, but it was definitely around, ADHD medicine, SSRI medicine. It was around as street drugs. College, though, I mean, it's very, very, very around, very available. We'll put it that way. And, I was never into that stuff. I wasn't really into pills. But I had a few friends that got in a bad way. I had a few friends that really got into pills and just really just lost everything. I mean, lost their minds, lost their girlfriends, lost their jobs. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. It was all street drugs. See, it's pharmaceutical, though, and it's a legal drug dealer, you know. Oh, so that drug is okay. The big pharmaceutical drugs are okay. Doesn't matter. They kill more than street drugs. That's until fentanyl came around. But it's a huge problem in this country. Everybody knows it. But big pharmaceutical runs the media, runs our politicians. So they just get to continue with the mass poisoning of humanity.
Now they just get the pressed fake drugs from the open border and sell those on the streets as as real ones, and people are dying as a result of it, but they're making money, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody is happy with the open borders, it's got to be Big Pharma, because it used to be big pharmaceutical drugs that killed more Americans every year than street drugs. But now that fentanyl's out there, it's fentanyl now kills more than big pharmaceutical products for the first time in decades. All right, Nathaniel, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Let's go to Zach in Colorado. Zach, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, talked to you a couple weeks ago about Trump and DeSantis, but thanks for taking my call again. Kind of just wanted to agree with you and what you were saying at the beginning of the show about European media pushing this Russia blew up the pipeline thing like there's no other option. So.
Yeah, yeah, and just to be clear here, it's pretty much across the board. I mean, you've got RT... Obviously, RT has reporters that are pro-Russian, and they've got neutral reporters that try to tell the truth. They've not fully bought into the narrative, but pretty much every other news outlet that I've seen, and I try to see it all, pretty much every other place on the planet, including some alternative news here in America that usually tries to get it right, even they're totally going along with the propaganda that Russia blew up its own pipeline against all logic and common sense.
And quick story, kind of going right along with that. This past week, I was actually just in Germany, spent a day in Oktoberfest, had a good vacation and toured around. But I think it was Thursday night, I was sitting at bed, watching TV, actually put on BBC because it was one of the only channels in English that I could understand. And literally watching it for 5 seconds, they cut to this commentator about the pipeline, and the guy opens up and says something like, oh yeah, Russia absolutely did it, and when we look at this big picture, first thing we need to do is take logic out of the picture. And I bolted up in bed. I was like, I don't watch much mainstream media, but if I watch 5 minutes and they're telling me to my face to stop thinking and just listen to what I have to say, I was pretty blown away.
It's an incredible step. Remember, it was the New York Times, it was the Washington Post, it was the CNN narrative. I forget, each one kind of had their different twist on it, but I'm sure the crew could pull one of them up where it says, you know, it's literally like, don't think for yourself, or don't do your own research. I mean, right then and there, you should, it's like, that's what's so amazing. And this is how, man, the challenge. The real challenge is to shake humans free of the shackles that have held their mind back, to take the veneer of civilization and media away, to break them out of their trance, to break the conditioning, to break the brainwashing, because like you just said, this is stuff that shouldn't even be, like, some guy comes out with you and not with a knife and a gun, like, you have the instincts, that's a bad guy. I mean, some guy comes and says, don't listen to anybody else, I'm here to think for you. Some guy comes and says, don't do your own research. Some guy says, don't think logically, let me think for you. I mean, some guy comes and says, hey, turn your gun into me. Hey, disarm yourself. It's like, where is the instinctual response to all of that? I don't see any of those incidents any differently. Some guy comes at you with a knife, that's a bad guy. Some guy tells you not to think for yourself, that's a bad guy. Some guy comes to you and says, give your guns to me, that's a bad guy. Someone says, come to me, give me all your money, I'll stop the weather. Like, where are the basic human instincts, the basic reactions to know that's a bad guy?
Yeah, I'm with you. I tried to actually message Greg Reese and Rob too on Getter about this. I was like, hey, this is probably a good little clip that we could cut and put somewhere, but I don't know. I'm not too good at social media, so I don't know if they got that. But
no, yeah, that's all. Plus, either you're not good or you're banned, you know what I mean?
But thanks for the time. Just wanted to say, hey man, love B12, X2 are my two favorite supplements now, and I'm just about done with my X2 bottle, and I have a X3 on deck, so I'm excited to try that next.
Right on, Zach. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for talking about that. Zach talking about B12, the supplement Ultra 12, at InfoWarsStore.com. A great energy booster. Just get that pure B12 into your system. And then, of course, Survival Shield X2, the nascent iodine, the most powerful nascent iodine on the market. Or Survival Shield X3, also right up there. Both on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, oh my gosh, Zach, you made such a good point before the play.
In like 3 weeks, so hopefully I get him again soon.
And no, but what did you say? What did you say before you mentioned the supplements?
Getter. I just tried to message Rob, you, and Gregory.
That's right. That's right. It was the social media thing. You know, this continues to happen. Zach, thank you for the call. I had a buddy in town this weekend that used to be one of my good friends down here in Austin. He's since moved away, but he was down here this weekend. And we're out on Friday night. And, you know, we're pretty social beings, and, you know, the ladies like him a lot. And so this happens to me so often where a girl will come up to me, just be like, oh, be like, let me follow you on Instagram. Like, oh, I don't have one. Because I don't really, you know, I'm not trying to get political. It's like, oh, okay, well, let's be friends on Facebook. Yeah, I don't have a Facebook. Okay, well, I have a Twitter account. Just follow. No, don't do the Twitter either. And so eventually it'll reach the point where like, why don't you have any of this stuff? Like, yeah, I've been banned. And the same response is almost every time is, no way, no way, no way. Yeah, sorry. Totally banned. Not gonna be following me. And then you know, I give a big shout out to Anomaly, the rapper. Anomaly posted a tweet this weekend, giving me credit for being one of the first people to come out against the lockdowns, and I thank him for that. And some of the crew may have been with me that night. The night where they announced the lockdowns and the night where they made official public policy to close businesses, I immediately went into a emergency response mode. And that night, I went out with my crew and we rented a bunch of these electronic motorbikes that they used to have here. That company went out of business thanks to COVID. Those things used to be really popular. COVID shut them down. But it was these little electric bikes, and it was about six or eight of us. And we rented them, and we just rode around the town. I did a live stream. We did HD filming. Some of you may remember that. The police even came up and harassed us at one point. And I said, we're free here. We can't be out on the streets. And they left us alone. It was total ghost town. We got all kinds of HD footage riding around on the streets like a bunch of maniacs. We also organized multiple events. Some of you were probably at those events. We organized multiple events for almost every weekend after the lockdowns. We went to the governor's mansion, and we went to the Capitol. We took the truck out. We were on the bullhorn. Alex came out. And so, yeah, we were amongst the first to speak out against the lockdowns. And Anomaly gave me credit for that. And I see people in his replies saying, no, Owen didn't do that, or prove it with the video, or those are the haters. But most of the comments are saying, man, I wish I knew where I could find Owen Schroyer. I wish I knew where I could find Alex Jones. I wish I knew where I could find InfoWars. Because we get banned off all the public squares, so they don't know where to find us. And then you can't even reply to the tweet. And if you put a link to band.video, or you put a link to one of our shows, or you put any of the links we put out, Twitter bans the links. So it's like somebody puts out a tweet, where can I find Owen Schroyer? Twitter bans all of the links to where you can find Owen Schroyer. What an honor. What an honor that the corrupt satanic establishment wants to silence my voice. What an honor. That's a bunch of Canadians saying, Muffet, kids. Fuck Trudeau. Bunch of Canadians. You know, it's amazing. All these globalists, all these neoliberals, anytime they go out in public, the boo birds, the FU chants, whether it's Biden, Pelosi, Trudeau, Lula. But somehow they keep winning elections. It's Strange thing.
They're rigging them. That's how they're winning.
Strange thing indeed. We're continuing to monitor the Brazilian election. It still has the corrupt Lula ahead of Bolsonaro, but if he doesn't get 50%, it won't matter. Oh, man, I just can't even believe it. You know, do you ever wonder, like, is there anywhere you can go to get away from government corruption? Is there anywhere you can go to determine your own fate, your own future? Is there any way you can go to get away from lying politicians and scumbags? Well, that place used to be America. I'm not sure where it is now, but you know what? I bet it's out there somewhere. Maybe El Salvador? I don't know. Certainly ain't here anymore. Where it should be. Where it was meant to be. But Democrats and our politicians have destroyed that. Our media has helped them as well. All right. Let me just hit some of these other headlines and then go back to the phone calls. Chris Wallace's new CNN show tanks. Yeah, all of these mainstream hosts, as soon as they leave the network, they tank. Bill O'Reilly, Chris Wallace, Megyn Kelly, because it's not they don't have the power of ideas, they don't have the power of original thought, they don't have the power of truth, they just have the power of the network behind them. Unlike us right here, we have the power of truth. We have the power of this audience that will follow Alex or myself wherever we go. We don't want to go anywhere, but I'm just saying. Whereas when these other people leave the networks, see ya.
They're off the radar.
Because of a little thing I figured out long, long ago when I entered media. Most people you see in media, most people you see on television have no talent. None. Bruce Willis sells rights for AI digital twin after aphasia diagnosis and retirement. Some people believe that the neurological disorder that Bruce Willis is suffering from is from a vaccine.
I agree too.
The COVID vaccine.
I don't believe it.
But
I know.
Not to cover that story here, I'm simply saying, is this the future now of movies? They're already destroying legacy cinema. They had to do a new Space Jam movie that probably totally sucked. I refused to watch it, but everybody that watched it said it sucked. And now they're doing a new Hocus Pocus. You guys remember the movie Hocus Pocus we grew up with?
Yeah, I remember.
Halloween classic. We all loved it as kids. Now they're doing a new Hocus Pocus. They're doing a new one with like Sarah Jessica Parker, like she looks like beef jerky warmed over, and the rest of them. Like, man, is anything? Can we just have anything sacred anymore?
Probably not.
Or do we just have to destroy everything? And so now what? So because Bruce Willis can't act anymore, we're going to put a fake Bruce Willis in movies? God, Hollywood sucks. And then there's this funny thing that Rotten Tomatoes does with their ratings is they fake them. They fake them. And there's a show out, or a movie out called The Woman King, which is just a total flop, a total bust. It's not even historically accurate, but it's all about making a black woman powerful. You know, it's just liberal propaganda. And so it's a horrible movie, but they just say, 90%, 99% positive. If the ratings are that good on Rotten Tomatoes, it's probably fake. But see, the ratings actually are that good for Top Gun Maverick. You know what's funny is I know people that have seen Top Gun Maverick, and I've been told by multiple people how great Top Gun Maverick is. You know how many people I know that have seen The Woman King? You know how many people have told me how great The Woman King is? None, because it's all fake. It's all BS. It doesn't actually exist. It's just more liberal bullcrap. And you know, this weekend, I was a fan of The Twilight Zone growing up as a kid. We've done our own little political versions of Twilight Zones here. Myself and Darren McBreen and some video shorts you can find at Band Out Video. So much there that people don't even know we're doing. And so I decided this weekend to give a shot to the new Twilight Zone that is, I guess it's on, I had it on Amazon. I don't know where it's originally from. It may have been on network television at some point. And you know, it's not horrible, except that everything is laced with liberal propaganda every time. And you're just sitting here and you're watching like, you know what? Okay, you're going to remake the Twilight Zone, a great concept, an American classic. And considering the times we're in, you know what? Maybe it is a possibility to make some good art there. I know, who would have thought that Mike Judge could have redone Beavis and Butthead in the year 2022 and it would be even better than original, but he did it. So, okay. So I give Twilight Zone a chance. And, you know, again, it's not bad. The writing, the concepts, not bad. But it's just liberal propaganda up and down, left and right, up and down. Racism, bigotry, gay. Just like, my God, can you liberals do anything without putting your politics first? Like, you could actually do great theater, great cinema, great art that everyone could appreciate, but you just have to put your liberal propaganda in there every time and ruin it. And ruin it. Oh, man, oh, man. All right, I'm going to go back out to the phone lines, but how about this one? Man with 48-year-old grudge caught peeing on ex-wife's grave every day by her kids. What did that woman do? Man with 48-year-old grudge caught peeing on ex-wife's grave every day by her kids. I can't tell why, whether I admire the commitment or I am in observance of the insanity.
I think it's both.
Not sure with that one. On the borderline. All right, we're going to take calls the rest of the way. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers call in raving about the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. You had someone mention vitamin B12. That's on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. You had somebody mention Survival Shield X2. That's on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. I don't do a transmission. I don't do a news transmission without BrainForce Ultra in my system. Also on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're all at a deep discounted rate, up to 50% off right now. Top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get double Patriot points, which can be applied towards future purchases. So you go make a big bulk purchase right now on supplements, you're going to have a bunch of Patriot points built up into your account. You can go make a purchase right after that. Who knows? Maybe you got enough built up, you can go get a new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, no.
And folks, you know, just to explain something real quick, this is how we keep the fuel in the tank here. You know, Alex has to make a decision with the money that comes in to buy more product or not. And when we buy more product, that's a bet, basically, that we're going to be here in the future. That's a bet that you're going to buy the products and fund us into the future. Because if Alex makes that bet and buys product and we don't sell it, then that's it. So, I mean, that's what keeps this place floating, ladies and gentlemen. You shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we're going to do a little bit of a rapid fire here. We got a bunch of callers on the line, so let's try to keep it quick as possible in the last 15 minutes of tonight's transmission. A lot of callers from New York tonight. We've got Kevin in New York. Kevin, you're on InfoWars Sunday Night Live. Go ahead.
Kevin, what's going on? How are you?
Hey, buddy, thanks for calling. I'm all right.
Good to talk to you again. Just real quick, taking my kid to the doctors in New York, and they're underage, 13 years old, and now they hook you up into a portal, but they demand that the kids give their email account rather than the parents' email account, and that all the medical information is only given through the child's consent to the parent. Now, I mean, you can tell them, yeah, sure, we'll do that, create up an email account. But it's really, I think New York State passed some law that is requiring the parents to go through their kids for their kids' medical information. Is that not a thing?
Well, I'm not familiar with that example, but it's a trend that we're seeing. We do know that in California, Governor Newsom just signed a bill that any kid can go to California and have gender reassignment surgery or chemically castrate themselves, basically, and they don't need parental permission. So Governor Newsom just signed that bill in California. So it's a Democrat Party policy to try to get children without parents' consent to chop off their penises and chop off their breasts and take chemicals that will destroy them. Yeah. So I'm not surprised that's happening in New York. That's a Democrat Party agenda to destroy your kids. Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And, you know, one more thing. I thought Alex was out of his mind like 4 or 5 years ago. When I was watching the show, not in a bad way, but down the front, here's the drag queen story time stuff. But man, that stuff is mainstream. Just by seeing this with my kids and the medical information, and hey, just keep killing it, Noah. All right, man?
Will do. And you know what? You mentioned that. I plan on doing a big, let's say, dissertation on that tomorrow, because Putin gave a big speech last week that's actually, for the first time, getting a response from the American media. And it's an interesting thing because, look, it's such an interesting thing. And then it's the new risk now is saying anything in support of Russia.